Hi, everyone, and welcome to the special mini-sode of the Wine Pair Podcast. I'm Joe, your sommelier of reasonably priced wine, and this is my wife and my wine pairing partner in crime, Carmilla.
Hello.
Oh, your special intro. And we are the Wine Pair.
Yay.
Okay, if you are new to the Wine Pair Podcast, what these mini-episodes or mini-sodes are, they're just short versions of the regular podcast that we put on during weeks when we might be busy, like helping our kids move or
right.
on vacation or paying taxes mm-hmm. or something
they're
like
sip
that.
They're sip sizes, right?
That's right. They're like tasting spoons.
Exactly.
Yeah,
but
you go to
sips.
Baskin and Robbins. That's right. Like
they're
a
sips.
Sip. Oh, that's better.
Sip
you're
size.
Right. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And so instead of tasting and reviewing three wines under $20 that are easy to find, which is what we usually do in our longer episodes, in these mini-sodes, what we try to do is we focus on things like maybe wine etiquette or wine education or wine tips or something like that. And we want to make it fun and understandable and maybe cover some topic that maybe you're interested in.
Right.
And our podcast is, Carmilla, recommended by Decanter Magazine.
No way.
Yeah, way. We've been saying that for like a year.
Wait.
There
you go. Can you tell me this again?
Nope, you know it. Okay. All right, Carmilla, in this mini-sode, we're going to talk about something that you, and I mean you in the sort of like you out there in listening land,
mm-hmm.
you already know this, Carmilla.
Okay.
But you may have wondered about, and what exactly is this stuff they call orange wine?
Ooh, I love this topic.
Okay, so let's start off by saying that it's not what? Orange wine
it's
is
not from oranges.
There you go. Nice.
I mean,
so
if you
let's
thought
get,
there, I mean, actually, it, that is kind of intriguing.
One.
Like, that would be
yeah.
something like, wow. But it's really not.
Yeah. And you could stop listening to the podcast right now. No, you can't stop because
right.
there's more.
And it's short. I mean,
all
you
we've
can
told
get
you is
it.
What it's not.
Exactly.
We haven't told you what it is.
Right,
yet.
Right.
And
that's
we're
actually
get there.
More important.
And by the way, we did do an episode in April, where we April of 2023,
mm.
where we not only talked about orange wine, but we tasted and reviewed three orange wine. So there's that too. But we don't do that in this episode.
Okay.
We're not drinking orange wine. We're drinking wine, but we're not drinking orange wine right now. Okay. So the question then is, what is orange wine?
Okay. What is orange wine,
Joe?
Thank
you. I'm glad that you asked that question. I think the easiest way to explain it, Carmilla, is that it's kind of a cousin, like in the bear, to rosé.
I like it.
But here's the difference. This
okay.
is why they're like kissing cousins. I don't know.
Wow.
But like one.
Okay, really personal here.
Rosé is a wine that's kind of pink colored and it's made from red wine grapes.
Right.
Orange wine is kind of yellowish to orange colored and it's made from
white grapes.
That's right. White wine grapes.
Oh.
That's right. So that is one key difference.
Okay.
Rosé, red wine grapes.
But how does it get to the color that it is?
Gosh, I am so happy that you asked that question.
Yay.
So rosé wine, I'm just going to keep talking about these cousins. Rosé wine is made by keeping the grape juice in contact with the red grape skins for a few hours, maybe up to a day, right?
Only
so it's all
up
about
to
skin.
A day, right?
Yeah, yeah. It's all about skin contact,
okay.
right? Orange wine, on the other hand, is made by keeping the grape juice in contact with the skins and sometimes other stuff like the seeds and crap like that
uh-huh.
for days or weeks or even months.
So you need to in order to get it to that color?
Yeah, to instill the funkiness, the funky
right.
flavors
it's
and
so
all the stuff that goes along with it.
Interesting, because it's so different like with the cousins. With the rosé cousin, you really can't have it more than a day. But this one, you really need it a lot longer.
You need it. You need to let it sit
wow.
and simmer.
Okay.
Yeah. And by the way, if you haven't seen the bear, see the bear.
See the bear
you'll
cousin.
Get cousin. You'll get cousin.
You'll understand
there.
It.
Okay.
Yes.
Another difference between the two is that rosé wine is generally a wine that is fined and filtered,
mm-hmm.
means they try to get the junk out.
Right.
However, orange wine is very often cloudy and is rarely filtered.
It's a little more natural, organic
exactly.
feeling.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. And that's mm-hmm. one of the reasons why orange wine is becoming so popular, because it is part of that orange wine movement.
Mm.
And we just
you
talked to
Molly.
You mean
natural wine? Or orange
I'm
wine.
Sorry, the natural wine movement. Orange wine, natural wine movement.
Okay.
And we just talked, I got distracted because I was thinking about Molly. We met Molly
oh,
from
right.
Molly's Bottle Shop
She's
here in
great.
Seattle.
Uh-huh.
And she does all natural wines and she had a bunch of orange
mm-hmm.
wine. So there you go. And it's all about natural.
Right.
Okay. Now, from a taste profile standpoint, there can be some similarities between the two. A few some similarities.
Mm-hmm.
Like they both tend to be pretty crisp. They both tend to be pretty acidic, but the more natural style of the orange wine can make it sometimes funky.
Okay, let me ask you this. Can there be a sparkling orange wine?
Well, yes,
okay.
absolutely. And we're going to do that in a little bit. Sometimes
Yay!
A pet nat
right.
would be considered sort of a...
See, I knew that, but I just wanted to throw it out there.
I like it. I like it. Now, sometimes orange wine can also have bitter flavors.
Ah.
So along with these funky and bitter flavors, sometimes people are like, ooh, this is super cool. I really like this. And some people are like, oh, I don't know what this is, because they're not used to these flavors in wines. Mm-hmm. Sometimes people use the wines interchangeably too, in terms of pairing with food. So we care a lot about how wine and food pair together. Mm-hmm. But actually, rosé can be a relatively difficult wine to pair food with, mm-hmm. depending on the type of rosé, depending on the type of grape that the rosé is made from. Mm. But actually, orange wine is a bit more flexible with food. Mm. So kind of like a white wine, an orange wine will be a little bit more flexible with food. And it can go, usually it can go up against the things that a normal white wine would, like fish or those kinds of things, and white meats and those kinds of things. But actually, some orange wines can actually stand up to really like spicy foods and even some red meats.
Ooh.
Depending on how...
Boy, they're so versatile.
Yeah, how much the funk, how much funk is in it.
Whoa.
But you're right, it is more versatile. Mm-hmm. Okay, and then orange wine may seem new and in vogue. Do you think it's new and hip and in vogue like me? What? Like me,
well,
Carmela?
It's just like you, in fact. It's like you are orange wine. I mean, you are cousins to orange wine.
Vogue!
Oh my God. Madonna, we were supposed to go to Madonna.
I think Madonna got a little funky.
She became a little orange wine?
Well, she became funky, maybe bitter too.
Okay, but well, anyway. I was a little bitter when we missed the show.
That's true. Will it come back around? That's what we want to know.
Poor thing. She's got to heal. So
she does have to heal.
She was sick. Mm-hmm. Anyway, no, I don't. I really think it's a wine that's going to stick around.
But you know what's funny?
What?
Is that people think it's new.
It's not new.
It's actually
old.
Real old, like me. Like yeah, real old.
You thought maybe like new and like in vogue like you, but really vogue. Just old like you.
Oh.
Oh, that wasn't nice.
I walked right into that one. Well, I walked right into that one.
I know, but that's okay.
No, you're right. It is a very traditional way of making wine. It's probably the way that they made wine for thousands of years because they weren't doing all this filtering and fining and all that
right.
stuff.
Right. I mean, they could have by accident been making it too.
Totally.
Do you think just like if they were keeping things like in fermenting
keeping
for a
long... Keeping it real
or just like, hey, I'm just going to leave that for a little bit longer.
Totally.
And then, whoa, look at the color on this and the funk in this one.
Yeah, exactly. Come on, bring the funk. Now, there in Italy, there is a style of wine called Romato, which is actually Pinot Grigio with skin contact. And it's actually a really traditional style of wine that we've been seeing come up more frequently as well. So if you see Romato, that's sort of an orange wine as well. And our friends down at Compton Family Wines down in Oregon, they do a great Romato.
It's delicious.
Really nice. Really nice. So, you know, it should be getting fairly easy to find these wines. It's more, you can find them at more hip and trendy restaurants. And again, like Molly's Bottle Shop, we're finding wine stores that actually just focus on sort of natural wines. So you should be able to find them, but I think you're starting to find them even in regular wine shops and grocery stores and those kinds of things. Mm-hmm. And
now, would you serve this like, you know, instead of a white wine or instead of a red wine? Or, I mean, I know they're more closely related to a white wine, but then the rosé, if it's a cousin to a rosé, where does this fit in when you're like planning for a party? Or
I would think of it a little bit more like a white wine, like a white wine with a little bit more oomph or guts to
it. A substitute for a white wine. Okay.
But what we suggest is this. Because you may be like, orange wine, I don't know if I want to try it. You should try it.
Right.
You should
try it. First things first. You got to see if it's something you're into.
Yeah. And I think if you like white wines, you might like it. I think actually if you like red wines, like some like little bit extra body or funk or something, you might actually like it.
Sure.
But I think you got to try it and see what you think. We like them.
We do like them.
Not everyone we've had, but we generally like it as a style.
Right.
And remember, it's a style, right? It's not made from a particular grape. It could be made from any type of white wine grape. Right. So like rosé, it's not like, oh, I like rosé. You have to know what grape is in the wine.
Yeah. I also feel like this is such a great gift wine.
Ooh, yes. Fun.
Really fun to bring to any type of wine lover in your life or somebody who likes to explore wines or is learning about wines.
Totally.
It's a great, because it just looks different. It kind of, you know, brings you, gives a little, you know, there's a little more attention on something new too.
Something to talk about.
Right. Give them something to talk about.
Give them something to talk about. Wow. I'm singing today. All right. So anyway, if you want to see the sources for our content today and get links to learn more, you can come to our website, look for this minisode and open up the show notes and we'll have that. But Carmela, this is a minisode, so
that's
we're kind of done, right?
Right.
You can check out our other minisodes or our other longisodes, wow. I don't know, supersodes, regular episodes, whoa, anyway, whoa, on our website or your favorite podcast service. And you can follow us on Instagram or Threads at the Wine Pair Podcast. And you can visit our website at thewinepairpodcast.com. And in any of those places, you can reach out to us directly or leave us a note or all that kind of stuff. You can email us at joe@thewinepairpodcast.com, mm-hmm, if you really want to just reach out to us.
Reach out and touch somebody's hand.
That's come right. On.
And I was waiting for you to sing.
Reach out and touch. That was terrible. That was like the worst. I was a professional singer and that was not a good representation. Okay. Anyway, if you go to our website too, you can sign up for our newsletter. Yay! Super fun, right, Carmela?
Once a month, right?
You finally read it.
It's so much fun. I mean, wow, my newsletter. Apparently I'm...
You're in it. Yeah. You didn't even know.
Goodness, yeah.
Okay, there you go.
That's really what it's like, a ghostwriter. Like I have a ghostwriter in you. You do.
It's me. Okay. Just like your ghostwriter for these episodes. Right. Okay. You can follow us and please subscribe and give us a nice rating and review as a free way to support us. But that's it. So we'll see you soon. And remember, life is short, so stop drinking shitty wine. Bye-bye.
Bye.
And
the happy ending at the end of my story. Always think too much. Always drink too much. Always drink too much. Always drink too much. And when I'm with you too much, I fall in love too much. And when I'm away too much, I hunger for your touch.